Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. And your boy, Freddy J. It is Wednesday, which I know what Wednesdays are. It is Hump Day After Dust, which I remind you every Hump Day to make sure that you hump responsibly. So if you hump somebody, make sure you hump them responsibly. So whatnot. But I hope a lot of y'all, I know Valentine's Day was yesterday. I know a lot of y'all got some good gifts, had some good fun, you know, all that good stuff. And definitely glad. Know that you, whoever, if you enjoyed it, man, glad you enjoyed it, whoever you enjoyed it with. Now, today's show, we got a lot of stuff going on for today. You know, of course, longer shows mean more music, so we got lots of music for you. And today's show, we actually got our special guests. We got from just my mom group, my girl, Miss Bonita Bella, and which that's my girl, Miss Lily B. She's going to be on the show today, and we're going to be chopping up with her about a couple of things she's got going on, like how she juggles being a promoter, a dancer, and a model, as well as being the head of promotions for Just Divine Model Group and IamSoDivine.com. So got a lot to chop up today. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to our first song of the day, and then we got to definitely set the tone for this, you know, most definitely. This is Whitney Houston. I am Every Woman right here on Life After Dust Live with your boy, City J. Let's go.
You want done, baby.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Shakan. Yes, most definitely. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady in the building. Coming on a perfect song, Whitney Houston. I'm Every Woman. Definitely to set the tone for that because, you know, that's one of the songs I definitely would say Whitney Houston left is definitely a powerful song that just reminds me of the whole vision of IronFelldivine.com and Dust Divine Model Group. So, most definitely, just got to say big ups to them and appreciate what they got going. So, just what all these different ladies have brought into the table. And one thing I'm definitely all about is empowering people, man, because, you know, a lot of times a lot of people say that women don't really get all the respect they need in the industry. And the thing is, it's going to take strong males to make that known and make sure that happens in order for it to happen. So most definitely just big ups to people who are thinking that same exact way. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to another inspirational track while we in the moment. This is Mary. Yeah, don't believe a certain way. At the end of the day, to still listen to the message of the song is still to let you know you walk in a positive light. That's how great things can be when you walk in a positive light. So it's Mary, Mary, I'm walking. All right, you know, we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, City J. Hump Day After Dusk. Let's go.
Boom!
Yeah. All right, we're back. We're back in the building. Like I said, Dust Live, your boy Sadie Jane. Hump day after Dust Wednesdays. We're back in the building. The Dust Lane is setting the tone. You know, give me a little different hints of everything on the show. That's how we do it. Give you some positive, give you a little fun and out there songs. We do a little bit of everything. That's what we love to do. Most definitely. I got to say shout out to Mr. Peter Lady, too, for sending me that El DeBar's track. We actually had a chance to play that on Monday. And I was definitely hot, definitely glad to have that El DeBar Jr. track in the keys and whatnot. All right, so what we gonna do now? We're gonna go ahead and go to another song for the day, in which this is gonna be. Oh my brother, let's go with AM. Let's go with AM. Follow the Code. Right here on Life After Dust Live, your boy Teddy J. I'm Day After Dust Wednesdays. Let's go. Street Villains on Let's Fly Away. Right here on Life at Dust Live, your boy City J. Hump Day After Dust Wednesdays. Let's go.
Girl, fast, you're Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceti J on The Dusk Spot.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking if all failed in rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words. To be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but first person at the club for a cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than me.
To the next song. Shoot, this is by my boy Diggy. Most of y'all know the song. This is on Copy Paste. Right here on Life As It Does Live for your boy Ceti J. I'm Dead to Dust Wednesdays. Let's go.
It's Diggy. Queen. You with me? Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. Check my $1 million swag. I tell them 10 folk, cause they wanna copy that. In the mall, not a shopping bag. Baby girl, what you want? Your boy got the tab. If your man say where you at, I'ma tell him I ain't seen her. Better hit her on a jack. She gone for the evening. I make them lean back. Don Cartagena, yeah, you know what's up. Martin, Tom, and Gina. I'm the lead off like Derek Jeter. They copy my demeanor. They be jocking. I know they watching. I act like I don't see them, but moccasins, or go Jeremy Scott on her. Louboutin, look like they got spots on her. My ratings is up, cause everybody watching in. I be VIP, you online with a rope, biz. Don't come any closer, you might step on my coaches. Ladies, it's your jam, leave your jacket on the sofa. Have a little class, put your glass up on a coaster. Get up on the floor, shake it like you supposed to. If you know you getting over, tell them, copy, copy,
everyone, this is your girl Red Shades, and when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy Steady J on Life After Dusk and The Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskowls.ning.com. Become a member right now. Alright y'all, one.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Shout out to Lola Hats in the chat room, too, who came in right moment I went to get ready to shout out. And a shout out to Nisha Nay in the building, that came in the building, too. Big ups to y'all. Big ups to y'all. All right, man, we're going to our next song, man. And let's see. I'm about to take a left field. This is... make sure y'all got the kids in bed in this one. It's by my boy Emmy, and it's like one of the most classic songs that reminds me of my girl Miss Bonita Villard. She trips me out every time she hears this song. So this is my boy Emmy. This is for all you ladies that know how to dance like a. I let him tell y'all.
I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. King got a nigga, I'm thrown on that liquor. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. Dance like a stripper and dance like a stripper. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper.
Shut that ass like a stripper.
Jolie, when the niggas see her, they won't cuff her like the police. Y'all all niggas know me. M-E-O-G. Even though these girls are dogs, I leave them hoes on no leash. Work, 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 work some. I don't mind throwing money if that chick is worth some. But if she is worth some, get that hoe more liquor. She'll turn into a stripper, then you send her to a nigga. Work.
woman, get up. She's a lightweight man. She can't hold her liquor, now she puking everywhere. It's not a pretty picture. Just messing up my buzz. Just messing up my buzz. Now she messing up my buzz. Somebody come and get her. She's a lightweight man. She can't hold her liquor, now she puking everywhere. It's not a pretty picture. Just messing up my buzz. Just messing up my buzz. You messing up my buzz. You messing up my buzz. You messing up my buzz.
Cause when she hear this song, she gon' guess you heard around town that I'm off the chain. And I be going ham, your man does baloney things. I just slam dunk it, hit it 3-point range. We cleaving for the heat, King James. Life's good, I can't complain. Stress free, I'm single like Lil Wayne. She be getting loose, sipping on her favorite drink. I think I'm sodomized, going hard up in the paint. I got a mind frame right now in the dripping zones. I got a fetish for sun greens and red bones. With that being said, shorty, I'm trying to take you home. Be my star player, never be a single alone. I see you peep me, baby, I know you like my grind. You take time and money, baby, girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, come be my star player, be on my star vibe. I see you peep me, baby, I know you like my grind. They take time and money, baby, girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, come be my star player, be on my star vibe. Baby, can I start right while left last? Body stay in shape, fresh about the gym class. I don't pump her head up, she don't get gas. She on the ball shit, fuck up the button cash. Pardon me, I'm on my fly shit. Look at your dude, then look at me, he ain't fly like this. VIP status, always singing on the A-list. She got her own bread, fuck niggas don't exist. On the home court, I swear to God she clam. It doesn't matter, she put up numbers that sound. Carrie Hilton in the bed, how I knock her down. Late night trips, yeah, we be highway bound. She laid back, super cool. She self-made, she don't need no fucking crew. I ain't tripping, baby, do what you do. B.O.B., shorty, they got nothing on you. Yeah, I see you peeping, baby, I know you like my grind. It take time, it's money, baby, girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, star player, be on my star vibe. I see you peeping, baby, I know you like my grind. They say time is money, baby, girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, come be my star player, be on my star vibe.
Yeah, I love it when you love me, baby. Yeah, I love it when you love me, baby.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, love. Something about your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't want to take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real.
So real.
And I can't help how I feel, love loving you.
Oh, yeah.
And you loving me,
oh, yeah.
So sweet, 'cause your love is real. The moment I met you, could not forget, you stayed on my mind. Simple little thing like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you. And you loving me so sweet, 'cause your love is real. She got me all wrapped up like a serpentine, breaking down to my knees like I'm at the shrine. If you need it, I'm gonna be the one to feed it. Love is way too real for us to be defeated. If love is life, and life is love, then she and I, and I am her. Together then we fly, and I deserve what is coming, 'cause I do try, giving my everything, all will come in due time. Day in, day out, cause I can't help how I feel. Love, love in you.
I'm just mad as shit that my people was treated way less than nothing. I feel like grabbing a gun and start busting. Preach.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself? What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past, destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
But the storm's approaching. Man on his knees, he can hear death calling. Unfortunate, no evidence, but found guilty. Fuck belief in the judicial system, none's in me. Middle finger to the cops and all the judges. R.I.P. Troy Davis, you ain't the only brother. They murdered in cold blood and tried to cover up. This fight'll last a lifetime, I'm standing knuckled up. R.I.P. Emmett Till and Dr. King Jr. Can't forget Mega Evers, we give thanks to you. And Rosa sitting up there in the front. You'd be surprised how many seats we pass to stand in the back of the bus. It sucked and fucked up. Your dreams been turned to glorified drug dealing and letting guns bust. You know we won't prevail without unity. Time to make a change right now. What's up to you and me?
We wake up, we clean up, and we stand up. And once we can stand up like a man on our own feet, we stop hating the white man. And we stop apologizing to the white man. We stop compromising with the white man. Then the world will look at us with recognition and respect. But as long as you're running around here wearing the white man's name, bragging about you one of the Jones, or one of the Browns, or one of the Smiths, as long as you run around here bragging about your part in this so-called American democracy, then you will always be looked down upon as a chump.
But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia.
GPS.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the bar, like we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy.
Mommy on the dance floor, shorty giving jump.
cool, crazy in the club. I got the snub and the 380 in the club. There's nothing over here, got it jumping over here. Give me $20, you cuffing over there. Yeah, it's butter fresh, I'm cool, bitch. I'm the shit, go get your pooper scoop, bitch. I'm super duper rich, yeah, I'm super duper rich. My money tall, your money short, like a Oompa Loompa, bitch. And I'm grooving with this chick, I got a thing for her. Cause shorty do it crazy like a straight jacket's on her. She drop it down south like she from Florida. She killing it, somebody call a coroner. And my team don't jerk, and we don't get light. All my niggas do the bite, to the left, to the right now.
How low can you go?
Like Ludacris in the club, acting like lunatic.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo crazy in the club.
Cuckoo crazy.
Mommy on the dance floor, shorty getting dubs. Feeling kinda dizzy, got the Henny in my cup. Nigga, we getting cuckoo crazy in the club.
Top bitch. Club crazy, I'm feeling like a psycho. Whoa. The Henny got my head spinning like a cyclone. All the women taking pictures on the iPhone. Some stick deep if I get a rubber mic zone. Yup, I'm so fly with my flashy gas. I be on the radar if you tracking cash. I was in the parking lot trying to stash the mad hat. Bras waving at my car like a taxi cab. I'm going crazy and loony in the club. Champagne popping like a Uzi in the club. I'm usually in a club with a whole lot of ice and cream on me, looking like a smoothie in a club.
Wow.
But check the dance floor, I'm usually on all the dimes. Maybe working that booty on overtime.
Yeah.
And when it's over, the group just gonna roll with us.
Wow.
We got the birds going cuckoo, no cocoa
bottles. Crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We get cuckoo crazy in the club.
Got it looking like a psych ward, fresher than the newborn, cool like a ice storm. Yeah, I'm on the dance floor, nigga getting crazy. Shorty grinding on me like she trying to have my baby. Just peep the way she move, hips spinning like a dreidel. Grabbed her by the hips, I'm trying to rock that cradle. I took her to the bar, a few shots for the trunk.
I usually don't do it.
Blame it on the alcohol, don't worry about the price. My niggas got the ball,
yeah,
like Tayo Cruz, man. I treat you like a star,
like
but only for the night. And if the mood's right, take her back to the whip, 7:30 all night. I mean, I'm getting right. Yeah, her head tight. Shorty slob night, 7:30 on the mic. And when I hit the club, all the shorties on they loco shit. I get the club jumping like a pogo stick.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo crazy in the club. Mommy on the dance floor, shorty getting dubs. Feeling kinda dizzy, got the Henny in my cup, nigga. We getting cuckoo crazy in the club.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, we are welcome back to Life After Dusk live. Your boy, Sadie J. This is Hump Day, Hump After Dusk Wednesday. Definitely get it in. And, hey, that was a pretty good, decent music break there, man. Definitely a lot of hot tracks, whether it was major artists or up-and-coming artists. That's how we do it on here on this show. But to go ahead and check out the phone lines. Can I see somebody on the phone line? I think there's somebody I know. So check it out. All right, it's open the line. What's up, Carly? You're on Life at Dusk Live for your boy, City J. What's up?
Carly.
What's up? What's up? This is my girl, Miss Lily B.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you?
Good. You know, it's good to have you in the show. Like, you know, we definitely set the tone for it. We played a little bit of everything. You know, definitely held down for the west, the south, the north, the east, heck, in between, whatever. We had to show some love to some of the people that you heard that you've been down here. Like we showed some love to my boy Anthony MC. We showed some love to him play Buzz Hill. So you know about that track. So I had to, but it was only right to play that in Dance Like a Stripper. Two tracks it was only right to play. Well, most definitely. It's an honor to have you on the show, and it's a lot of different things we got to chop up. First off, the back, you know, I just want to say, as this is your last day in Texas, definitely got to say big ups to you. You know, it's been a crazy year. Well, that's a little bit over a year. It's been a pretty crazy year.
Yes, it's been really, really crazy, but I've loved every moment of it. Texas has shown me much love.
Yes, indeed. You about to go back. You about to go to the DMV.
Yes. I'm gonna go to the Virginia part of the DMV for school. Okay, I gotta get my learn on.
Okay, it's a sub. You know, there's a lot of, you know, speaking with you, because one thing that you do, we gotta chop up. We won't get to that. But I want to get off that right off the back. Is being the head promotions of Dust of Our Model Group. We're gonna get to that in a second. But first off, let's get into what led you into getting into all these different things? Because you're modeling, you're doing promoting, and you're a dancer too. All these different things tied in one. How did you get started? And what led you to say this is what I want to do?
Well, it started by accident. A friend of mine didn't want to do something, and she wouldn't do it without me. I did it, and they kept me on. It's a group back home, and out of D.C., it's called New Nation Entertainment. The artist named Nev, and I've just been doing his videos. I've been modeling, doing opening up for different artists like Wale, Monica, Fabulous, and Wiz Khalifa, different concerts with him, and I've been doing it ever since then. It started in, 2009. And then the modeling came probably towards the end of 2009. And I can't say I was a natural because I wasn't. But I love doing it. And then dancing was just, I've always been dancing. I've been dancing since 4. My mom put me in ballet. So dancing is my passion over top of modeling and anything else.
Most definitely. And I say, as far as we're modeling, too, one of the things we can see, and you say you weren't natural, but like a lot of times when you dancing or when you taking pictures and whatnot, you had that look like, yeah, I'm confident about this. You gotta, if you don't mess with me, it's whatever.
I mean, I was raised by a strong single mother. So it's kind of like with that environment, it's like you got to be strong no matter what. So big ups to my mom for doing her thing, raising me, be a strong, independent woman. And I guess it shows through my pictures a lot. And I think I have my mom to thank for everything that I've been accepted to. Governor School for Performing Arts, just everything. That's my ace.
So like when you're getting ready, like is when you get ready to dance or whatnot, like what's, how do you prepare yourself? Like how does Miss Lily go into the studio and say, oh, okay, this is how I'm gonna be ready. Bam. How do you do that? How do you click on so well?
I don't prepare. I just go. I just go and I pick a random song and I feel the song. I feel the music. I let it be a part of me and let it show through my movement of dance. I don't practice anything. Everything that you see, like my videos or any like choreography freestyle, it's just all me, like expressing my feelings, my emotions at that time. It's natural. I'm a natural dancer. I was born to dance. I wasn't taught to dance. So there's a difference.
I remember one of the times I actually see you do some like really organized dance from the ground up was when you did the one project with shout out to Nemo. Man, that was definitely, when you were doing that project, you had to do like the motivation dance and all that different stuff.
I mean, yeah, like, Nemo, like, when I met Nemo and Sean and KB, like, I did a Move the Groove ball with them. Like, that was fun. They really, like, I was exposed to a lot of different, like, styles of dance as far as, like, Texas is concerned, because I'm from, like, from the East Coast. Texas is different, so I enjoyed it. They really opened my eyes to a lot of different things that I'm going to take back home with me. And I appreciate working with them. I'm honored to work with them. I enjoyed myself.
Now, as far as dancing, too, one of the things like, I laugh at because you went from, like, oh, my God, can't they be doing that? Now, every time I see you, the South Island swag dance, like, it's crazy. Like, you one of those people that's like, oh, no, you won't catch me doing that. And then you end up being one of those people, every time I see you, you get it in. Well, what happened to that? What made you change the deck? That was crazy. I was like, okay, she just switched up on us now.
I honestly, I'm not saying I don't care about what people think about me, because I like to hear what my fans and my followers think about me. But as far as like me being a dancer, dancing is me. That's what I do. So I just go for it. I have fun. Dancing is fun. And no matter what you do in life, you have to have fun with it. If you're not having fun, then why are you doing it in the first place?
Exactly. That's why I tell you, some people just want to do it because they look good. That's how they see somebody else do it. So they say, oh, I want to do it too. And they don't really want to do it. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, definitely. Okay, so, like, as far as, like, compared to Texas versus DMV, what's, like, the big differences that goes on between the two?
The music is so different, but I've learned to accept it. At first, I was like, what is this that I'm getting myself into going to the club? Like, it's a lot of, like, South Dallas swagging and things like that. But back home, it's like, we dance. We express ourselves on the dance floor. I had to learn. It was a culture shock to me, I guess, in a way. But
either way, I'm about to expound on that a little bit more. What do you mean by express ourselves? We're gonna get into what does that mean? Express yourselves more.
Like we in the East Coast, we dance. You don't see a lot of guys like here. It's like a lot of guys dancing in groups. You know, South Dallas flag, which is cool. It's nice to see and strutting with the fraternities and frats, whatever. Back home, it's like we party. We enjoy each other's company. We dancing with each other. You see male, female dancing. Like,
you know what? Hey, that's what I got to say. You see, when y'all see, this is what we on the show. We get in and we keep it real. That's one thing I have to say as far as me. We talk about this a lot. A lot of times, a lot of people don't understand, like, watch the transition of how he used to be a lot of that, and then people think that all you need to do is dance in groups with your homeboy or your homegirls all day. I'm like, man, I don't know about everybody else, but I get behind. A chick is going in, I'm getting behind it. It's just that simple.
I mean, like, yeah, I've seen that here and there, but, like, at a lot of the clubs and parties I've been to, it's groups. It's very group-oriented, like, male South Dallas flag and females, like, enjoy the party, enjoy the music, like, have fun, like, do something different.
Right here, round of applause, there's no way I want to dance with another dude.
Yeah.
Right here, round of applause, I'm searching
for a guy to dance on when certain songs come on, but they all, like, having fun with their stuff, I'm like, oh, okay.
Not Sadie J, be on the pile.
I know.
She tried to do me. I got definitely good one. One instance when you're at the vault. That was a classy moment.
Oh God. And Emmy was there?
Yes.
Oh, the infamous night.
The infamous night of Ciroc and whatever else.
Ciroc and just foolishness. I had fun that night.
I had to mess with you. But no, most definitely. That was a crazy night. Shout out to Lala too. Shout out to Lala.
Yes, Boo Boo, Lala. I love Lala.
The people that were not there that night, I feel so sorry for them.
It was epic.
I feel so sorry. Yes, it was epic. I was like, I'm just gonna watch.
I mean, with that, like that night, it opened doors to me. Like, I got to start working with Lala and Emmy and, you know, Gerald and stuff like that. Like, I'm blessed to be able to work with people in the industry. It's awesome. Like, coming from the East Coast and, like, seeing these people on TV and YouTube getting all these hits, like, I'm honored to work with them. And, like, to know people like DJ Frosty and Ant and B-Ham, like, I'm honored to, like, be associated with these people. I love it.
Now, and that goes to my whole point. The one thing that I always talk about a lot, and you do that very well, which is networking with people. How do you do it so well? Because a lot of people don't understand that. I stress that so much to them that you can't just wait for them to fly out the sky. You got to meet these different people.
It's kind of like if you about business and you know what you want, you got to go for it. You can't sit here and wait back and just sit for things to happen to you. Like, you got to make things happen for yourself. If you want it done, get it done. Don't wait for somebody else to hold your hand and help you. And that's what I did. I took charge of my life and my career, and I'm doing good. Like, all these people that I know and affiliated with, I'm honored and blessed to work with these people every day, every weekend. It's an honor.
Right, and that leads into one of the big things I want to chop up, which is, you know, if at first you end up joining Just the Vibe Model Group, which was that was pretty crazy. It was definitely an honor to have you in it. And which, by the way, make sure I put it out there, she has the most viewed page on there too.
Oh my God, you lied.
Yeah. So those of y'all that don't know, she had the most viewed page in there. So she's doing something right. So going into that, like, how did you just make that happen? Because a lot of people, like, one thing I see you doing is you're always being, especially when it comes to being a model, and I just talked about this earlier. And someone was talking about it in the forum earlier. They were talking about not enough models being role models. And, like, you doing it, like, that's the thing you always do. You always have some positive thing empowering them. Like, where is this inspiration coming from?
My inspiration is, honestly, it's from life. Like, going through things and growing as a young woman. Like, we have people who look up to us. And I look up to different models now in the industry who are famous, like Tyra, Naomi Campbell, stuff like that. It's kind of like, be inspiration for the next generation. Like, don't talk down. Don't make things hard. Like, lend a helping hand. Like, be positive about your career and what you do. And that inspires females, males, to go for what they want in life. And that's what everybody needs. And that's kind of like what I'm positive. Even when, like, I'm down and out, I'm still look at the positive side of life.
Yeah, well, why do you think that your page is the most viewed? I mean, we're almost at 100 models on that page. Out of all 100 models, about 100 models, you are the most viewed woman. How is that? Like, why do you think that's the case?
Honestly, I don't even know, because I look at all the other models, and I'm like, oh my God, they're so beautiful. And I look at their pictures, I'm like, wow, their pictures are, like, more legit than mine. But my personality outshines, like, my looks any day of the week. So I'm just an easy person to talk to. I'm cool.
Look. I'm telling you, it's them eyes.
I mean, I don't don't know. I get it from my mama, I guess. I'm going to blame her on that.
All right, so yeah, that led to you becoming the head of promotions, man. Like, I just remember all I said was, I still remember to this day what happened. All I said on Twitter was, I need some people to help me start promoting, to help me do the promoting phase of the modeling stuff. And then all of a sudden, you jump out of nowhere, you're like, me? I'm like, okay.
If it's work, I'm gonna get it done. Like I'm gonna get it done. Like I've when I came out here the first time, like you're the first people, you, P-Buck, y'all are the first people like I started working with, and y'all my family for life. So I'm gonna have y'all's back no matter what. And then starting where we came to these campus queens, it's like they my family too. So I embrace people and what they do. If they're positive in their business, I'm gonna work with you. I'm gonna do what needs to get done. I'm going to volunteer. I have a problem with working. I love work. It's fun. So work,
get
things done.
Too. Lord, no, I would say that, and some people don't understand. Some people get half the problem than they network with people that ain't loyal people. And one thing is, you're a loyal person. A lot of people miss that.
I am. I think that's my weakness. I'm very loyal. I'm very kind. I put other people before my own needs. So that's how I've been able to like come to the top. I'm not self-centered. So I share.
And I gotta say, like some of the ideas you brought to the table with it, I have to say, definitely was very big and key. I mean, I watched you do it. Like you started doing like the quotes on there. A lot of people think because you know for longest people tied the page and me and whatnot. They don't realize that a lot of times. I mean, it's me running the page sometimes, but a lot of times it's you. And you can put like these very powerful quotes out every day. Oh man, I'm like seeing that people are like it's like a whole lot of people are retweeting like crazy of these quotes that you put in there.
I mean, a lot of them, like, I do get from different, like, poets and different artists and models. And then some of them, it's just, like, a random thought. It's just kind of like I'll watch something or I'll listen to a song and be like, I'll analyze the song or I'll see something on TV and analyze it and just be like, look at your life and what you're going for and reach your goals. Don't let nobody hold you back.
Most definitely. You always hear nothing. I tell people this all the time too. One thing, if you want people to support you, you got to support others. And one of the things you do on there very well too is every time a new model is going to the group, she takes the time of her day to. I mean, then probably like literally after I literally posted it, she takes the time of her day to show individuals of love to each and last one of them.
I do like. All the new models to the Divine family is very special. So it's kind of like I show them love. I appreciate them for wanting to join the Divine family, and it's kind of like it's a big welcome. It's a big hug. That's basically what it is. Because I didn't get when I joined. So
my question is when you because it's getting ready to be a male one too. You ready to start? I am so suave, you know. Excited. So you know what? Let's play with that. And how are you gonna be able to handle that? Being there? Are you gonna be able to control yourself with having the male one too?
Yeah, I can. I can control. I got self control. I mean, our male models, like they fine. They look good. Congratulations to y'all. But I can control myself. I can handle it. Don't play me. They look good. I've been tempted to holler, but I'm good. I'm proud of all of our models and all of the rappers and the different artists on the dust spot. So it's just a big family.
Hey, I got two quotes for me for my next thing that you put out there. Definitely said powerful. One was, put your heart, mind, and soul into your smallest acts. This is the secret to success. And then the other one is, God always gives gives us his best to those who leave the choice with him. It's a pretty, pretty powerful quote.
Like, basically the first one is kind of like, you can't put a price on anything that you do. Like, the smaller things to me in life, they count the most. Like, I'd rather accept a cheesy chicken nugget macaroni type dinner over a lavish Red Lobster meal any day for Valentine's Day. The small things in me life count the most. I'd rather have homemade cards or just something little. I'll remember that over any expensive gift because I'll lose an expensive gift real quick, and I'm known for that. And then as far as, like, God itself, like, no one can go wrong with having God in their life. Like, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2009. I thought my life was over as far as modeling, dancing, but letting him take control over my life has put me in a very positive outlook on things, and I'm very blessed to this very day since I've been diagnosed. So just put your life and your problems in God's hands, and everything will have a very great outlook.
Oh, definitely. All right, so before we get close in a second, I'm gonna play one more time. I'm gonna play your song for you. And then we come back, we get ready to close, you know, chop up, and you let everybody know, like, everywhere to catch you and whatnot. All
okay.
Right, so here we go. We're gonna play it again, y'all. This is Emmy Dance Like a Stripper right here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J, with my special guest, Miss Bonita Polo.
I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. King got a nigga, I'm thrown on that liquor. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. Dance like a stripper and dance like a stripper. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper.
Shake that ass like a stripper. Shake that ass like a stripper.
Close in a second. I just want to say to you, before you leave, No, although I know you're about to go, just because you're going to DMV doesn't mean you're not still here. I still know you're going to hold it down for us from over there. And see, now I got a personal, guy and I get over there because there's so many of y'all that's in the group that's in that area. It's crazy.
It is. It's the DMV is made up of D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and I'll be in the Virginia area for school. So it's epically crazy. I love it. It's home. Not saying Texas is a home. It's a second home now, but I got to go back to my original home.
And I'm definitely, I got to come through there because it's too many people I know. It's like, if I go there, it's like, I'm going to know, like, so many folks when I go in the area. So, most definitely. All right, so, one final question.
Uh-huh.
Before I have your links. Okay, let's see. Where's my little thinking music? Thank you, Maestro. Okay, so. My final question for you for today is, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you as far as when it came to dancing, modeling, and promoting? What's the craziest crap that's ever happened to you? And I've got another question, too. I said only one, but I got another question for you. What's the worst pickup line a guy has tried to use at you here in Texas?
Well, since being in Texas, I think the craziest thing that's ever happened to me as far as dancing, I would say is I didn't perform to my fullest like I could have. That was crazy, and I know better than that. And modeling, well, nothing really crazy, really. Just late night sessions in my apartment, like, that was crazy. I've never, like, had a photo shoot in my apartment, and it looks good. Cheesy pickup lines, I hear them all the time. I'm ATH, and I don't know why. So it's one of them, like, you got a man? Yes. What's that got to do with me? Everything. I got a man. Come on. Really?
People still use that line?
Yes. Like, can I get to know you? No. Why not? Cause I all the way just said no. Come on now. But it's entertaining. It's just very entertaining.
Wow, I can't believe people still using the what you got to do with me line.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I mean, I use some lines to be funny, but some dudes really be trying to use them to really try to pick up on chicks. I mean, they trip me up.
They do. And it don't work, not with me.
All right, so what's as far as the way people can check out all your links and whatnot, let everybody know your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
My Facebook is Solita Lily B. SolitaLilib. And then my Twitter is @MZ. Bonita Bailar, it's beautiful dance in Spanish, and just follow. I'm very random. I'm very friendly. I follow back. Mention me so I can follow back because I be tripping sometimes. But I'm a very nice person. I'm cool.
Oh, definitely. Well, we're definitely glad to have you on the show, and definitely glad to have had you in Texas. Definitely an honor to have met you. And, you know, like I tell a lot of people, I speak very highly of you, and I just look forward to just watching you grow even more.
Oh, thank you. Don't make me cry before I go.
That's my job, to make people cry.
But
any final things you want to put out there for everybody?
I'm very blessed and honored to work with you, Sadi. It's been a great year working with you, and I really appreciate it. Everything that you've done for me, and I'm happy to have met you. Thank you for everything.
Definitely. All right, man. See y'all. Let's get ready to close in a second, man. Y'all missed any parts of the show, y'all can always check it out over on many different ways. Go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Go there, listen there. Look for the one that says Hump Day After Dusk with model Miss Bonita Bella. Or you can go to iTunes for full free and type in Life of the Dust Live, and you can find the show on there. Or I know people use this to death, but hell, it makes perfect sense. If you Google Life After Dusk Live, you can find all the different places that the show airs on. So definitely check it out there. All right, so we're rolling on out. I remind you, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Bonita Bella, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in the episode of Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady, Niece and Nay, and some crazy people. I saw, oh my God, I think Elmo was about to call into the show again and act a freaking fool like he did yesterday. That's why they answered that line. All right, so we're rolling on that, everybody. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.
Bye.